Hello? Hello?
Well, we made that little announcement on your youth thing.
Good. Here it went over well.
Good.
Yeah, they broke out. It was good.
Any other news?
Oh, I seen four newly elected congressmen today. They came by at different times and wanted to see somebody down here, so I talked to them. They're a pretty bright young bunch of people.
I didn't know anything about Horsky Powers Cohen. What do they do?
Cohen is the executive secretary of the Foreign Advisory Intelligence Commission. That is Clark Clifford's group. Yeah. Clark actually asked for a job one step higher than that, but it's not justifiable, and we talked to him this morning, and he's agreeable to this. He's like a Bromley Smith, but only to Clark Clifford's operation.
Well, and what's he doing on ours? Why isn't he on defense?
Well, this was a job appointed by Kennedy under the president's committee, and he's paid for out of the president's funds.
Mm-hmm.
Horsky, of course, was appointed by Kennedy. I looked into that a little bit this morning, and what happened was he used to be Phil Graham's lawyer here in town, and Graham got to Kennedy to do this. Actually, he's a tremendously able lawyer, I'm told, by three or four different people, but he was very close to Graham, and this was done by at Mrs. Kennedy's and the president's own interest after Phil Graham had talked them into it. Now, there's a long history of, or a history ever since he came over here of tension with the commissioners. They feel that they don't need someone like this over here. But that's his job. We think that we ought to take a look at it in terms of continuing it. The only problem about taking him off is simply that the Washington Post feels that something like that's needed around the White House. And you might run into some negative criticism by taking him off. But we think we ought to take a look at it, even if you go ahead and pay him.
I don't think we do, and he doesn't think it. I know of. I didn't know he was there. I thought he was worked for somebody else, the Arch or something.
No, so that's a Roger, excuse me, Roger Stevens.
Now, he wrote a letter the other day soliciting funds, quoting the president around. I sure didn't like that.
Roger Stevens?
Yeah.
I better look into that.
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned Cohen and Horsky. Who was the other one?
Powers.
Well, Dave Powers is on our payroll. He is going off in 6 weeks. He goes to GSA payroll in order to be the curator of that Kennedy Library or something up there. But he will be going off of our rolls.
Oh, yeah. Now, I would think Bundy would be in a different group from most of the others, and maybe you and Jack. I didn't understand all of you being together.
Well, we talked about this a long time, and the feeling was that really Ralph felt that there should be two or three people, one half a notch above, simply because it's good organization, he says, and because it shows that you it shunts business in the direction of these people and provides a sense of organization. But our feeling is now that it would be better to keep it like a basketball team, really, with everybody able to handle the ball and everybody on a kind of equal basis, and just let the matter of responsibility go to in the sense of where you direct it practically. Bundy feels this way. He was here this morning and said so.
Right.
He at first thought, after the first time he talked to me about it, that that there should be a gradation, but he's changed his mind.
Do you think he should?
No, sir, not really.
I think he would be awfully valuable to.
Well, he is. He's awfully valuable, but
you got him in the class there with the others. But I would think much less. Like Cater, perhaps.
Cater, I really feel, and I told him this morning, should move on. And my guess is that he will, in a month or so. But in fact, I had originally had him in the next step, but Mac suggested bringing him up to that group, even though he's going to leave. And then the next guy you bring in, you can pay it at that.
Are you limited in the number of those positions?
You can pay up to 14 people the same thing.
Can you put 14 in the top group?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, we'll let it go if y'all thought it out. I don't think it doesn't make sense to me to put Cater and Bundy in the same bracket.
Well, I'd actually drop Cater down, Mr. President.
What's he getting now?
He gets $20,000 a year. I beg your pardon, $21,000.
And what would he get if you dropped him down? 27?
He'd get, and then he would go up to, under this regulation, 28.5, but if you dropped it down one, he'd be 27.
Now, who else is in that group that may ought to?
That may what, sir?
May ought to be in the same level.
Well, Bundy's original suggestion was that, and Dungan's, was that Valenti, the appointments job, the job I have, and the Bundy job be the three top jobs, and everyone, and then the others be, that would be 30 or 28.5. The others be the next step below them, and then put that would then put Cater in the fourth job. I think Busby, Goodwin, your counsel, your press secretary, and your personnel man are all worthy of the same thing. For that matter, I think all of us are handle a similar responsibility. And that it's fine to have all of those people in the same one. And Macy and Bundy feel the same way. Macy himself suggested that that Bundy's job and this job be a grade above. But I disagree with that. Kennedy followed the practice Kennedy followed the practice of having his top people all in the same thing. Bundy and O'Donnell and O'Brien and Dungan and Sorensen. Those five were at the top, and it's in Solinger.
Well, we'll let it go this way and get them back pay on this basis.
All right.
So I'll sign it here and it'll be approved.
Fine.
Anything else?
Nothing important.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.